I want you to picture a scenario for a second. It's 9:00 p.m. on a Tuesday. You're a high school history teacher.
Okay.
You've just finished grading papers for like 3 hours. Your eyes are burning. The coffee's long gone. And then you realize you still have to create a fresh, engaging quiz for tomorrow's lesson.
Oh, that's the worst feeling. The classic production bottleneck.
Right.
It's the dirty secret of the education world. We all talk about the teaching, but we forget about the sheer volume of stuff that has to get made before a teacher even walks into the classroom.
Oh, exactly. Or let's flip it. You're a school principal.
Yeah.
You're staring at a blank Facebook page for your school, knowing you need to post something to get new students in the door.
But you have no marketing budget.
None. And you barely know how to open TikTok, let alone make a reel. And that is where the panic sets in.
Is.
And that's what we're diving into today. We're looking at a collision, really, between two very different worlds that aims to solve this exact problem. On one side, we have EdPrime.
Right, the massive school management software. They're based in India.
Think of them as the operating system for a school. Attendance, fees, grades, everything.
They call themselves the Smart School Platform. Their whole pitch is sign in once, rule it all. They want to be the central nervous system of the entire institution.
And on the other side, we have the engine. It's called Auto Content API. And I want to be really clear here. This isn't just another ChatGPT wrapper.
No, not at all.
It bills itself as industrial-grade automated content infrastructure.
And that word infrastructure is doing a lot of work there, and it's important. We are not talking about a tool you chat with to write an email. We're talking about a system built to run in the background, just churning out material at a scale a human could never, ever match.
It's the difference between a home kitchen and an industrial food plant.
That's a perfect analogy.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty specific. We're going to see what happens when you plug that industrial engine into that school management ecosystem. Can it actually solve the burnout problem?
And can it turn a regular school into a content powerhouse without, bankrupting them? It's a fascinating study in unit economics.
It is.
It's all about what happens when the cost of creating high-quality educational material. Well, what happens when it drops effectively to zero?
So let's start with the landscape,
Yeah.
EdPrime. When I was looking through their materials, they seem incredibly ambitious. I mean, they claim to handle everything from pastoral care to fee collection.
They're what's called an ERP, enterprise resource planning software, but for schools, the value prop is all about consolidation.
Right.
Usually a school has one tool for the library, another for grades, a third for emailing parents, and none of them talk to each other. EdPrime just says, stop, put it all here in one dashboard.
Which sounds great on paper, but when you really dig into their features, you see something interesting. They aren't just selling organization, they're selling content. They've got an insert-based content library, question banks, and even an exclusive section with comics and courses.
And that right there, that is exactly where the track lies for a software company.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think of it as the empty library problem. It's actually, relatively easy to build the software, the digital bookshelf, so to speak.
Right, the code.
The code is predictable, but keeping that bookshelf stocked with new, relevant books, that's a logistical nightmare. EdPrime promises an oasis of learning. But an oasis needs water.
And the water is the content.
And creating that manually is slow.
It's worse than slow. It has a linear cost curve, right?
Yeah.
If you want 10 quizzes, that's 10 hours of teacher time. 100 quizzes, 100 hours.
You hit a ceiling so fast.
Yeah.
Because human beings, they need to sleep.
So EdPrime is sitting on this amazing platform, but it has this huge constant hunger for content just to make the features actually work.
Precisely. If that question bank is empty, the feature is just a useless button. Which brings us to player number two, Auto Content API.
Okay, let's break this down because API is one of those acronyms people just throw around. In plain English, what are we looking at?
Think of an API like a waiter. You're the customer. That's EdPrime software. The kitchen is the server running the AI models. That's auto content.
Okay.
You don't go in the kitchen and cook your own burger. You just tell the waiter, I want a burger, and they bring it back to you. Auto content is a headless engine. It has no face.
Right, no user interface for the end user.
Exactly. It's for developers to send a request like, make me a quiz from this chapter and get the result back instantly.
The materials compared to Notebook LM, which I actually use all the time to summarize PDFs for this show, how's this different?
Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's fantastic. But you, the human, have to upload the file, you play with it, it's manual.
Right.
Auto content is designed for programmatic generation. EdPrime's software can talk to auto content software without a human ever clicking a button. It decouples the idea from the production.
Okay, that distinction is absolutely key. So a teacher has the idea, I need a test on the French Revolution.
And the machine handles the production of the actual questions.
Exactly.
And it does it by transforming content. You feed it inputs, PDFs, URLs, raw text, and it spits out multimedia, quizzes, audio, video.
So let's walk through the classroom door. How does this really change a teacher's day-to-day? Because EdPrime promises effortless question paper creation, which, you know, it sounds a bit like marketing fluff.
And it usually is, but with an integration like this, it becomes very real. Let's go back to that teacher at 9:00 p.m. Old world, they're typing out questions one by one.
Checking the textbook, making sure the data's right.
In the EdPrime X Auto Content world, they log into EdPrime, they upload the PDF of that history chapter, and they hit generate.
And what happens then in the background?
EdPrime system sends that PDF to the Auto Content quiz generation endpoint. The API analyzes it, pulls out the key concepts, dates, names, and formats them into, say, a 20-question quiz.
And sends it right back.
Sends it right back to EdPrime. To the teacher, it just looks like magic. 5 seconds later, the quiz is there, ready to go.
And it solves the accuracy problem, too.
Right.
EdPrime is big on insert-based content, which is the standard curriculum in India.
Right. You're not getting random facts off the internet. You're getting questions derived specifically from the approved textbook. It cuts down on hallucinations.
Okay, that definitely solves the teacher's burnout. But what about the student, a multiple-choice quiz? It isn't exactly sparking creativity. It feels a bit rote.
That's a fair point. But looking at the API's capabilities, it goes so much further than just text. This is where we get into what they call the audio revolution.
I saw that. Audio overviews. Is this just text to speech? Like a robot reading the textbook in a monotone?
No, and this is where the tech has taken a huge leap. We're talking about multi-speaker dynamics.
Yeah.
The API can take that same history chapter and turn it into a podcast-style conversation.
Wait, like what we're doing right now.
Exactly like this. You have two AI agents that can banter, ask each other questions, explain complex ideas in a, a conversational way. They can use analogies, they can sound excited.
That is a complete game changer for accessibility. I mean, think about a student on the bus ride home. They're not going to pull out a heavy textbook,
No way.
but they might listen to a podcast.
It increases what we call mental availability. If you can turn homework into something bingeable, you've won half the battle. This is how you deliver 24/7 learning. Audio makes that real.
It effectively turns the textbook into a radio show.
Yes. For a generation raised on audio and video, that meets them where they are.
So we've covered the classroom, but schools are also businesses. This is something people often forget. EdPrime has a whole dashboard for the school owner. They care about admissions and brand equity.
It's the business of schooling, and it is absolutely cutthroat, especially in the private school market in India. You have to market yourself.
And EdPrime suggests things like posting inspiring stories to attract parents. But who has time to make those?
Usually nobody. Or, the principal's nephew does a terrible job with a shaky phone.
Right. And bad content is almost worse than no content.
This is where Auto Content's video shorts feature is so powerful. It enables what's called a faceless content strategy.
Faceless? What's that?
It means you don't need a human on camera. You can feed the API a school newsletter or a success story about a student, and it scripts it, finds stock footage, adds an AI avatar, subtitles, the works.
And it spits out a vertical video ready for Instagram Reels or TikTok.
Instantly. And you have to look at the cost. The source material estimates a manually produced video costs anywhere from $50 to $300.
And with the API.
On their business plan, it works out to about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That is cost arbitrage. That allows a small school to compete on volume. They can just flood their local market with good-looking content without hiring a social media manager.
For a school owner using EdPrime, that's a massive, massive value add.
It turns the smart school into a media company.
There's another headache EdPrime mentions: onboarding. They have a customer delight manager role.
Which is just a nice title for person who answers the same support question 50 times a day.
Pretty much. How do I upload grades? Where's the report card button? All of that.
So Auto Content has a solution for this too, called Explainer Videos. The API can crawl documentation, like EdPrime's own help files, and just generate 60-second video tutorials on the fly.
So it reduces friction. If the software can explain itself, people might actually use it.
That's it. Adoption is the biggest hurdle for any ERP. If it's too hard to use, teachers just go back to paper and the school wasted all that money.
I want to pivot for a second to a really specific constraint, language. EdPrime is operating in India. You have English as the medium of instruction.
But parents at home might speak Hindi or Gujarati or Marathi.
It's a huge disconnect. EdPrime talks about better parent engagement. But if you send a circular and complex English to a parent who's more comfortable in Hindi, you're just sending noise.
The engagement is broken before it even starts. They might miss a feed deadline just because they couldn't parse the email.
And auto content supports, what, over 50 languages?
This is where the integration becomes a community builder. The principal could type a message in English. But when the parent opens the EdPrime app, they don't just see text. They get an audio note in their native language.
A synthesized voice, not just text-to-speech.
Yes. It bridges that gap instantly. It makes the school feel accessible, welcoming. It's personalized communication at scale.
Speaking of the principal, the notes mention this concept of the CEO paradox. Can you unpack that?
It's the idea that the leader is the most important voice in the organization, but they have the least amount of time to actually speak. A principal is putting out fires all day long.
Right. They don't have time to sit and record a podcast every morning.
But everyone wants to hear from them. The parents want that reassurance. So this is where voice cloning comes in.
This still feels a little bit sci-fi to me.
But it's here now. The principal records their voice once, just for a few minutes. Then, through EdPrime, they can just type a few bullet points for the week's announcements.
And the API does the rest.
The API takes those bullets, writes a full script, and then generates the audio update in the principal's own cloned voice.
So the parents hear the principal giving the update, but the principal never actually went into a recording booth.
That is leverage. The principal is now present in the ears of every parent every single day without spending a second on production. It builds so much trust.
The notes also mention deep research. This seems a bit more advanced than making quizzes. How would that work in a school?
Think about the school owner again. They need to make strategic decisions. Should we start coding classes? What are the new government safety guidelines?
Things that require hours of Googling and reading boring reports.
Exactly. The deep research endpoint uses autonomous agents to browse the live web. It's not just looking at internal documents.
So EdPrime could have a market trends dashboard built right in.
That's the play. A school owner logs in and sees a report. Top 5 education trends in Jaipur for 2026. The API did the work. It turns the dashboard from a place you check attendance into a hub for strategic intelligence.
That's incredibly powerful. But let me step back to the tech for a second. We've talked about all these great features, but EdPrime is a software platform. Do they really want users jumping out to another tool to make a video?
Absolutely not. That shatters the experience. And that is the core philosophy of auto content being API first. It's designed to be white labeled.
White labeled.
Meaning the branding is invisible. The teacher, the principal, they stay inside the EdPrime dashboard the whole time. They click a button that says, I don't know, EdPrime Magic Quiz.
Okay.
In the background, EdPrime sends the request to Auto Content, gets the data back, and displays it. The user has no idea Auto Content even exists.
They just think EdPrime is the smartest software they've ever used.
So EdPrime gets all the credit, and Auto Content gets the usage fees. It's a win-win. EdPrime doesn't have to hire an army of AI engineers. They just plug it in.
What about WordPress? A lot of schools use that for their websites.
Yep, for their blogs and news sections. Auto Content has a native plugin for that. It's called Direct Injection. It can create the blog posts, fill in the SEO metadata so the school shows up on Google searches, and even embed the audio and video we just talked about.
So it keeps the school's website from becoming a ghost town.
Where the last update was from 2019. Exactly.
It really does seem like a hand-in-glove fit.
Yeah.
EdPrime provides the ecosystem, the structure.
And Auto Content provides the fuel. It's the difference between building a Ferrari and putting gas in it. EdPrime built a fantastic vehicle for school management. But without content, without the gas, it just sits in the driveway.
This is infinite, low-cost, multimodal fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So if we look at the big picture, this integration really moves school management from just administering, you know, taking attendance, collecting fees, to actively engaging.
It transforms the school from a passive institution into an active media company. And let's be honest, in 2026, every organization is a media company. If you're not producing content, you don't exist in the mind of your audience.
That's a powerful thought. To wrap this all up, EdPrime's vision is transform and grow your school. It really seems like this kind of automation is the only way to deliver on that at scale.
The math just doesn't work any other way. You cannot hire enough people. Automation isn't a luxury anymore. It's the essential infrastructure for growth.
So here's the question I want to leave you with. We've talked about quizzes being generated in seconds, textbooks becoming podcasts, principals cloning their voices. If content production becomes effectively free and instant, the competitive advantage for a school shifts.
It does.
It's no longer about having the resources, because now everybody can have them. It becomes about curating them.
Exactly. And I'd go one step deeper than that. In a world where every textbook can talk and every newsletter is a video, where information is infinitely accessible, how does the role of the human teacher have to evolve? When the delivery of information is fully automated, the teacher has to move from being a deliverer of content to a guide of wisdom. The real question is, are our schools and our teachers ready for that transformation?
That is something to chew on. A huge thank you to the teams at EdPrime and Auto Content API for being the subjects of today's deep dive.
That was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. We will catch you in the next deep dive.